The Bradley Free Clinic, Child Health Investment Partnership, or CHIP, of the Roanoke Valley, and New Horizons Healthcare were among the recipients of grant funding provided by Delta Dental of Virginia. The Commonwealth currently meets only 66% of patient demand for oral health care, ranking second to last in the U.S. Polly Rabel, executive director of the Delta Dental of Virginia Foundation, says there are various reasons for this: rising equipment costs, changes to Medicaid, and most importantly, workforce shortages.
We are 1,000 dental hygienist sort in Virginia. That is a lot of why we are unable to meet the demand for those preventive services. And what that does is drive the cost up for the hygienists that are working. Their salaries are getting higher and higher. So those increased workforce costs are hitting the safety net.
Rabel says safety net clinics are among the most vulnerable in Virginia, noting that most people who use them are uninsured or on Medicaid. She adds that some patients require more restorative dental work because they're coming to a clinic for the first time in years, while others have chronic conditions that need attention.
I think there is a lack of understanding about how much your mouth really plays into your overall health and wellness, and how if you have oral health issues, it can really exacerbate those chronic conditions that you might have.
Rabel says the grants are awarded annually, and the Delta Dental of Virginia Foundation will open next year's cycle on June 8th. Connor Arthur, WFIR News.